I think it's very serious on a whole range of levels because, number one, it recreates this tension in the Middle East when it appeared that Israel was reconciling with a lot of its Arab neighbors and the Arab community more broadly. We had relations with Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Morocco, United Arab Emirates being reconciled or being improved. But I think more importantly, also in terms of the global economy, as it relates to Africa, anytime you have these conflicts between Israel and the Palestinians, you affect global maritime chains and maritime choke points. So by that, I mean areas like the Straits of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf, shipping around the Red Sea, the Mediterranean, and the Suez Canal. So anytime you have these tensions, insurance rates on shipping go up. Access to oil, global oil supply goes up. So the demand is higher and the supply is reduced, especially now with other situations like in Ukraine and so on and so forth. The challenge for that then is Africa will be directly affected because our economies rely on oil and the price of oil is already extremely high. What this is going to do is raise the price higher. Because of the uncertainty it creates. So I think for Africa, that would then affect the prices of basic goods and services. It will affect the growth of the economies. And ultimately, it will also hurt the common consumer on the continent and the world more broadly. So I think that's the other major challenge. But I think lastly, it also affects, there's a major threat for those countries that are allies of Israel and the United States more broadly. So, for example, if you take the case of Kenya and Tanzania in East Africa, Kenya has a lot of investment from Israel. We've had terrorist attacks on Israeli tourist hotels in the past, in Lamu, for example. We know about the 1998 terrorist bombings of the U.S. embassy because the U.S. was perceived to be an ally of Israel and Osama bin Laden targeted them. So there's also a threat for a rise of these jihadi movements through, for example, Somalia to attack U.S. interests in Africa. So I think that's also a major problem when you have these tensions in the Middle East.
To many people, this flaring up of this conflict was a surprise. And Israel had been trying to make inroads with the Abraham Accords. But now what we are hearing from some of those North African and Middle Eastern countries, the tone doesn't seem quite encouraging.
It really doesn't, because there's obviously a huge pressure within the Arab community to stand by the Palestinians. As we know, these attacks have really been instituted in the occupied region, you know, of the Gaza Strip. And they targeted settler communities, those settler holdouts that bordered Gaza, which is, you know, mainly Palestinian neighborhoods. That really opens up this age-old question of what is the long-term fate of these occupied regions that are held by Israel, particularly after the 1967 Arab-Israeli conflict, that those occupied regions. Because we have to also remember that this was done very strategically by Hamas because it's around this period when we had the Yom Kippur War of 1973. So almost 50 years later, this was very strategic to remind the Israelis and remind the global community that this conflict is still very much alive. I must also say that it also raises the bigger problem of how to deal with Hamas, the group that's responsible for these attacks, because Hamas, like Hezbollah in Lebanon, has received a lot of support and training from Iran as a proxy of Iran. So the Iranian hand is also, I'm sure, very much involved in these attacks in terms of providing intelligence, in terms of providing the coordination of how to infiltrate the settler fencing, to infiltrate the Israeli intelligence and also to provide the gunmen with weapons to attack the Israelis. But also for the Israeli army, this is a major threat because now they have to go door to door in the Gaza Strip in an urban area. And there's a high likelihood that the hostages that Hamas has taken may get killed. A lot of Palestinians will get killed. But more broadly, this is a conflict that could bring in a lot of the regional powers and escalate the situation. So it's really a very difficult situation at this point.